So, do you think it's haunted?
No, it's not that. It's something else. I don't know, but... Kamala?
Yes?
You're looking at me so strangely.
I'm sorry. I was just thinking about what you were saying.
Well, what do you think? Now, you've been up there.
You know my aunt has forbidden me to go.
You mean you've never been inside?
Once.
Well, did you see the room that's furnished?
Yes.
Well, did it feel strange to you?
I was very young.
Something happened, didn't it?
I don't know. When they found me, I was unconscious.
Really?
That's when my aunt made me promise never to enter the palace again, or she would have it burnt to the ground.
I see.
But I don't think she could do that. Somehow, the palace is connected to what happened to her.
Well, what has happened to her?
Jack, I hope she'll tell you.
Yeah.
Jack, all I know is what I told you. When she was young, she made a pact in order to escape and see the world, and now it's come to collect.
Kamala, who is it?
I'm not sure.
Well, what do you think it is?
Well, it's certainly not of this realm.
Well, come on, tell me a little bit more, please.
Auntie?
I'm sorry I couldn't join you for dinner.
Are you feeling better?
Oh, yes, thank you. I love to sit here and look at the river. It's so peaceful. Makes me wonder why I ever left this place.
You lived here as a child?
My father was a minister for the Maharaja. This was our house. It was owned by the Maharaja, but it was ours.
So the summer palace up there...
Jack,
you asking Mr. Flanders?
I was up there.
So?
It's very beautiful. It's like a painted box from Kashmir. The rooms are all empty, except one room is furnished. Drapes, carpets, pillows, sofas.
Ramchandar, meri chai le aao.
Ji haan, ma'am saab.
You were saying?
One room is still intact. In fact, it looks like it's been that way for years.
Would you like to know why?
Well, it is a little out of the ordinary.
Yes, it is.
I see.
They say, what you are, you do not see. What you see is your shadow.
Rabindranath Tagore.
Oh, you're familiar with our poet.
A little.
Aapka jai, mem sahab.
Yahan rakh do, acha. Theek. Ab tum chale jao.
Ji haan, mem sahab.
About the palace.
The best example of a painted box palace, as you call it, can be seen outside Mysore. It belonged to the Maharaja of Mysore. Kamla, you should take Mr. Flanders to see the palace.
Yes, Auntie, I was planning on taking him there.
Oh, I'd like that.
There's also a summer palace. There is an art museum there. You may find it informative.
I hope to see it.
Tell me, Mr. Flanders.
Yes?
When you were in Delhi, did anything out of the ordinary happen?
Well, I did have a rather amazing experience.
Really?
I was walking down a little back street near the hotel. I don't know where my mind was, but I noticed time seemed to slow and the houses became transparent. I could see in through the walls, into the rooms, as though layers were being peeled away. People walking toward me were actually glowing lights. They no longer had bodies. They were just ovals of light floating above the ground. Even the trees and the plants were made of light. Light that was so vibrant, so alive. But when I reached out to touch a leaf, I had no hand. I was light. And then I did a stupid thing. I said, isn't this amazing? I must remember this. And poof, it was gone. And there I was, walking down the street. It was a nice experience, though. I didn't mean to stop the conversation. Can you tell me anything more about the man who gave you my card?
Auntie? Yes. He was quite tall. As tall as you, Mr. Flanders. As I said, he had white hair. His eyes were dark, very deep. Piercing, but compassionate. I trusted him immediately. He gave me his card. The card Kamla brought to you.
He said he was Jack Flanders?
I don't recall that he did.
Well, when he gave you the card, did he say, "This is my card"?
He said, "There will come a time when you will use this." I didn't know what he meant, but I trusted him.
And this was 40 years ago?
So many years.
Well, you said he was in his 50s or 60s then. Well, he'd be in his 90s, maybe even 100 by now.
But the card has Jack's present address and phone number.
And I've only lived there for the past 3 years.
It's impossible, isn't it?
You know, it's amazing that you kept the card all these years.
I felt he understood. He knew.
He knew?
I'm tired. Ramchandar, ab main late nahi chahti.
Ji haan, ma'am sahab.
Well.
No, don't get up, Mr. Flanders. I want to say that I believe all is as it should be. I'm grateful that you have come.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night, Auntie.
Well, Miss Kamla, so what do you think of that?
Mr. Flanders?
Oh, yes?
I am pleased that you appreciate our poet, Rabindranath Tagore.
Oh, I see.
I am like the road in the night, listening to the footfalls of its memories in silence. Good night.
Good night. Wow.
Okay, now I'm retiring. Are you going to sit out there and think?
Well, does Ramchandra understand English?
He does when he gets to know you.
What?
You'll see.
Oh, there he is. Ramchandra, do you have a flashlight I can borrow?
Kya ji?
Mr. Flanders ko torch chahiye.
Nahi baby, torch to nahi hai.
What's he saying?
No flashlight.
Oh.
Aapke paas lalteen hai?
Ah, lalteen to hai.
What?
He has a lantern.
Oh, good.
Jack.
Yes?
Where are you going?
Up the hill.
To the palace?
Mm-hmm.
Now at night?
Wanna come along?
You forget. I'm forbidden to go there.
Still? At your age?
And what do you mean, at my age?
That's not what I'm...
Good night, Mr. Flanders.
What I meant was...
What?
That I have my foot in my mouth.
Good night.
It's a beautiful night. Sounds like they're having a good time down in the village. I could be down there dancing in the street, but no. I'd rather explore a haunted palace at night. Well, self, I hope you know what you're doing, because I sure don't. Not forbidding, not foreboding. It's not... What? Oh, God, a bat. Oh, why aren't you out catching bugs? Go on, beat it. That room should be here. I thought it was here. Am I turned around? It's nice shadows, though. Thanks, lamp. Tell me that room has disappeared, though. hate when that happens. Oh, wait. I was turned around. Here it is. Or was I turned around? First class shadows here. Boy. The drapes, the carpets, the cushions, the sofa. It's like an old set from the Arabian Nights. Well, what did you expect to find, Mr. Flanders? Just what I see, I guess. Okay, Lamp, there. Hey, don't flicker out on me. My imagination's doing fine without your help, thanks. I'll just sit for a while. Oh, it's been a long day. But I don't want to sleep here. There's nothing. But there's something. Something in the corner, up near the ceiling. Sort of a cloud. It's expanding. And the shadows are going crazy. Don't move. Don't breathe. Now the cloud has come down. It's swirling across the room. Shadows are dancing on the ceiling. Shadows of people? No, it's like shadows of thoughts. I never thought of thoughts casting shadows, but they do. I'm getting a little nervous. I'll just casually reach for the lantern and... I don't have a hand. Or even an arm. So how do I pick up the lantern? With my teeth? What teeth? I think my head is gone. Did it steal my body while I was sitting here? The lantern's floating in the air. My heart has spread its sails to the idle winds for the shadowy island of anywhere.
The night kisses the fading day, whispering.
That's my voice.
I am Death, your mother. I am to give you fresh birth.
Right. Body or no body, let's get out of here.
It was your voice?
I'd recognize it anywhere.
How can you laugh about this?
Well, to be honest, I was scared witless.
How did you run if you didn't have a body, Jack?
Well, you'll find that you can run a lot faster.
No, seriously.
I don't know. My body just sort of joined me as I was running down the hill.
Oh, so the palace is haunted.
Not by a ghost. I don't know what it is, but it does have a sense of humor. You think I'm nuts, don't you?
No, not at all.
Why are you looking at me like that?
I want to tell you something that I've never shared with anyone. Well, anyone except my aunt.
Go on.
Once, when I was younger, I must have been in my teens. I was here visiting my aunt, and I heard music coming from the palace. Now, my aunt had never permitted me to go up there. But with this music, it was so unbelievably sweet, you know? So sensual, really. I felt lured to go in. It was dusk, just growing dark outside, but it wasn't dark inside. And the music led me to the very same room that you were in. And that room was so lush. So, you know, the Persian carpets, the silk drapery, and very, very soft cushions. I just felt like lying down and sleeping. Now, when I woke, there was a man with a white turban sitting next to me, stroking my legs. It felt so... It tingled. He was smiling at me, and I could see he wanted to make love to me. Now, even though I knew he wasn't of this earth, I said, "What if I get pregnant?" And he laughed and said it simply wasn't possible. I wanted so badly to give myself to him. But I was just too afraid. And then he gave up. He said, "You're not ready." And I wanted to say, "Wait, come back. I've changed my mind." But he just vanished.
Huh.
And when I told my aunt, oh, she was very disturbed, so angry. Not just angry at me, but at him. At it. She made me promise over and over never to set foot in that house again. Never, ever, ever.
Well, didn't she question that maybe you had dreamed it?
No.
So she knew what it was.
Oh, yes.
Do you think the same thing happened to her when she was young?
I'm certain it did.
Ooh. Do you think she allowed herself to be seduced?
I don't know.
Seduced by an entity that doesn't exist physically.